This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, how to be sure an adult guardian is acting in the best interests of your loved one. But first, Working in Neighborhoods got its start almost 40 years ago. The group's goal is to provide financial education and home ownership opportunities for low and moderate income residents in Greater Cincinnati. One of WIN's efforts is the Healthy Housing Initiative, which calls for developing 50 net zero energy efficient low to moderate cost homes in Cincinnati. Joining us to discuss Working in Neighborhoods programs are the group's executive director, Sister Barbara Bush, and Marilyn Evans, president of the South Cumminsville Community Council and founder and board president of Communities United for Action. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Sister Barbara, good afternoon. Nice to see you.
Good afternoon, Mark.
And Marilyn, thank you so much for being here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having us.
Sister Barbara, start off by giving us a little history about Working in Neighborhoods and tell us about what led to the group's formation.
Sure. About 40 years ago, as you said.
It was 1978, right?
1978. Some of our neighbors came together and really wanted to do some work on a couple issues. And among them was winter shutoffs, and the other was some basic housing and neighborhood stability issues. And so a group of volunteers came together, and we started working on those issues in about five neighborhoods at the time. So we've grown since then, and we still continue to do our community building, and we do financial literacy, as you said, and home ownership training. And we build and rehab and sell to first-time home buyers currently in three neighborhoods. We've been in five or six over the years, but we're currently in three.
So how does the organization compare to when it started in 1978?
When we started, we were all volunteers. So probably about 1982, we got a very small budget, and then we've grown since then. So that was the point at which I moved from being a total volunteer to a part-time executive director and then moved on. And so I've been with the organization since this beginning.
Now, working in neighborhoods, I'm sure it's been pretty busy with the housing crisis, the foreclosure crisis over the years. And how do you see that working out? How are we doing these days when it comes to those things?
Well, certainly we've moved forward. We still have some folks who are caught in the foreclosure, and we're still doing foreclosure prevention, but certainly not at the level we were doing it. We were seeing 1,500 families a year. And we
just
see,
in this area alone, 1,500 families?
Well, we service as a HUD counseling agency primarily four counties, which is Butler, Warren, Claremont, and Hamilton counties, although we often see people from Northern Kentucky, and we see them also from Indiana because as people come in for their work or whatever, we're closer than maybe the nearest agency. I think in Indiana is somewhere near Indianapolis. So but we see maybe 200 families that are near foreclosure at this point versus the 1,500 to 2,000 we were seeing in the recession period. So the good news is we're seeing more families who want to buy homes, which is where we started and where we like being.
And part of WIN's work is that you've developed relationships with lenders too, isn't it?
Absolutely. We have relationships with most of the major banks who've been very supportive of our efforts and who we've been able to work with so that they have a better understanding of low-moderate income borrowers. Because, you know, oftentimes if a bank does not have somebody who looks like the borrower, they don't necessarily understand what are the things that are happening and who makes a good homeowner. And so we work very hard to make sure that there's not a way of preventing people from getting a home who should get a home, but also looking at what are the criteria that make the most sense. You know, and we during the foreclosure crisis, we saw an awful lot of people who were caught in predatory loans and who didn't have the knowledge to keep a home because they bought a home that they didn't necessarily know was as in bad a shape. And then We had a whole lot of people who were unemployed, which had nothing to do with anything but the recession itself.
And in your efforts, you've seen predatory lending decline as well?
Oh, absolutely. We see way less of that.
Now, Marilyn, tell me about how the relationship between South Cumminsville and working in neighborhoods, how that all came to be, how that formed.
Well, basically, we had a lot of foreclosures in our neighborhood, and we needed help. And working in neighborhoods was doing it, and so was Communities United for Action, was organizing around it. So we got together, and that's where we're at right now. We love working in neighborhoods because they bring a lot of resources to our neighborhood. And we're going to stay together, okay?
Well, and tell us a little bit, Marilyn, about Communities United for Action. Tell us about that group.
Well, Communities United for Action and is compiled of a number of neighborhoods. And we help Communities United for Action help them to begin to take charge of their lives. You know, like they may be having a problem with crime. They may be having a problem with keeping their houses, but they think it's somebody else's responsibility and not theirs. So we come in and say, you can do that yourself. You know, you can buy a home. You can correct that problem. And we show them how to go through the process. And before you know it, they're a lot stronger. And they tell us, we don't need you no more. But we want to stay in the group because we feel like the group is important.
And that's part of the goal of this, isn't it, is for WIN's work and these joint efforts to actually reduce poverty in what, one generation? Is that
right? Working in neighborhoods is in South Cumminsville. Marilyn, we'll have to tell you a little bit about this story. But the council came to us about 4 years ago and said, "Can you help us move the neighborhood out of poverty?" And because we've been in poverty for 40 years, according to the city study, and we've been in and the study the health department did said that we're going to die younger than people who live over in Hyde Park or Mount Lookout.
Yes.
So we looked at the question of how do we help together? How do we work together to change that trajectory and to get the community, 40% of the community, out of poverty in a generation, which is our goal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. What's this? Important piece, this net zero project, mm-hmm. is very important because nowhere in Cincinnati do we have such a project. But this project will teach us how to lower our energy rates, how to learn what it is that we need to do. We have workshops that tell us how we can do this because this is foreign land to a lot of us in the low and moderate income neighborhood. Solar is strange, but working in neighborhoods have put it together for us, and now we can take, do workshops to learn.
So what they told me was, you guys have always done energy efficiency in your home building, so we want to be better than that. So that's how we got to the net zero project.
Well, it's a really ambitious project.
It yeah. is. It definitely is. But we've been blessed. Steve Malink agreed to chair a group for us of what I call my energy innovators, people who know how to do this work. Because one of the things that we've always believed at Working in Neighborhoods is that establishing partnerships is important. And so we knew when we were going to do this, we needed partnerships with people who had done this kind of thing before. So our Net Zero Urban Village is the first low-income urban village of its kind, and it is in a small radius area with the goal of proving that this can be done and be useful to families in low-income, middle-income communities, working-class communities. And the important piece, too, is that our children will learn that there is such a thing as alternate energy. And if they see that, then they will have opportunities to get employed in the future in what is the future of the energy business versus only seeing what they've seen in the past and not knowing there's opportunity for them.
Where is South Cumminsville for people who might not be familiar with that, Marilyn?
South Cumminsville is next to Northside on one side, and the other side we are North Fairmount.
So I always say if you come to see us, you're going to come either 74 or 75. And if you look to the left at 75 or the left at 74, you will see South Cumminsville.
And this energy efficient village that you're talking about, you said it's in a pretty confined area, but what part of South Cumminsville is that going to be?
It's in the central part near St. Pius, the old St. Pius Church, which is now the Working in Neighborhoods Economic Learning Center. And so it will be along Beekman, if you know where Beekman is. And if you run to the expressway at 74 and down close to the Mill Creek. So we're right in that Borden, Llewellyn, Elmore, Beekman area.
Now, South Cumminsville has a lot of older homes. They were built before a lot of the energy, the insulation and the energy efficiency innovations that have come along. Any idea how much the average heating bill is in South Cumminsville right now?
What we've seen is people run $250 a month.
Okay.
Which is so the goal. That's the reason. The goal is, and our 25 senior homeowners, our goal is to help them be able to lower that energy bill so that they can use their money for other sources. Because most of them are on Social Security and. With very little pension because of the kind of neighborhood we're in. And the other piece is that we've lost so much wealth during the foreclosure crisis in our homes. And so one of the things that the South Cumminsville Council wanted was a replacement of housing because we lost a number of homes in that period. And that's how we came up with our 25 new, is to be able to replace the homes that were torn down during the crisis.
So it's 25 new and 25 rehabbed, correct?
Yeah. That's correct.
Wow. When's that project – is it already underway? Or?
We have 8 units, senior units, which have been completed already. And we're hoping in the spring to start digging on the new construction. And the city's been very helpful in terms of – they've just awarded us money to start in the new construction. So we're really quite happy. And those long-term partnerships, we've got a number of banks who've supported us in this effort. So we have a construction loan from First Financial. We have support from PNC. We have support from Key Bank for this project. So, our friends have been great working with us.
We will continue our conversation, and you can join us at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Joining us to discuss Working in Neighborhoods programs are the group's founder and executive director, Sister Barbara Bush, and Marilyn Evans, who's president of the South Cumminsville Community Council and founder and board president of Communities United for Action. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk@wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Sister Barbara, when we talk about these being energy efficient homes, in what way? What kind of features are we talking about here?
On our rehabs, we're actually, and in our new construction, we're sealing the envelope. So when you do that, you want the outside of the house to have as little air infiltration as possible. And so we are putting in as much insulation as we can. We are putting in triple pane windows because that's another place where air gets out. We are adding highly efficient furnaces. So we've got 97% efficient furnaces. We're doing instantaneous hot water heaters so that you're not heating your water when you're not using your water. And we are spending a fair amount of time looking at health and making sure there isn't mold in buildings and things of that sort, because when you tighten the building, you have to make sure the building is healthy. So, you know, we have to have the proper ventilation and things of that sort. And with our new construction, we are actually also adding a feature of solar or other kinds of – it could be we'll use geothermal. We're not sure yet, depending upon the sites that they go on. So some of them, of the 25 units, we are, you know, going to move forward on 7 of the units, so we have a sense of those. And we've been very blessed because of our volunteers and our donors that have supported this effort. So we've had a wonderful opportunity to tell our donors what we're doing and have them help us to do this work.
You mentioned the average heating bill in the community is about $200 to $250 a month. So think this will cut it in half doing this, or what are your expectations?
Well, I think it will cut it in half, if not one-third. You will see some results once we put it into play, and we know that the residents will reap some type of benefits from reserving the energy. Yeah.
So we're doing blower door test in the beginning, and we're doing that at the end of the work, and we'll be going back in a year later to check on it. So, and we do a fair amount of education because some of these things are new to the people in our community. So as a part of this effort, we everybody who gets this has to at least come to 2 of our training programs so they know how to use the equipment and so that they understand energy efficiency, because it's not something that, you know, you're born with. And so if you can help that occur, then people know what they're doing and people will do things for themselves. And that's been a basis of our work at Working in Neighborhoods. And that's why we do our financial literacy and our home ownership training. Right now, we've got a program where we're doing financial literacy training for our senior citizens throughout our core areas. So it's an opportunity to learn how to save money, how to figure out what you're eligible for, because oftentimes people don't even know what their eligibility is. And then things like learning about nutrition, because as you age, your nutrition needs are different. So we work on those kind of things. In January, we're doing a wills and estates to help our neighbors figure out where they are and make sure everything's in place. And so we do those kinds of educational things along with budgeting education, credit education, helping families to make choices. We always say we don't do a budget, we do a spending plan. Because
people don't like the word budget.
No, none of us do. Mm-hmm. But all of us spend money. So figuring out how to spend our money so that it does the best for us is always a good thing.
Now, do you do any work with Duke Energy in cases where residents might have a tough time paying their utility bill? Are there programs that you have in place to help those people?
Yes. We actually do energy education throughout the Duke area on a contract with Duke Energy and its predecessor since 1986. So we're out in about 400 households, low-income households, helping families understand how they can control their education. Then we inspect a weatherization program for Duke Energy. And so and on our first 10 units were done by the class benefits agreement that Duke did after their settlement with the judge. And so we were able to get 10 units from that that are in process now. And so by the end of February, we'll have those first 10 senior units completed.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ellen emailed us. She wanted to know if you need volunteers and what areas of expertise do you need?
Sure. We always need volunteers. And so we need people who can help us answer telephones or work around financial literacy, do some mentoring, have opportunities. We do some job resume work and helping people figure out how to apply for jobs. And so we're always in need of people who can come and help people on their computers to figure that out. Because when you apply for a job, almost everybody has to use a computer, and not everybody has a computer. So we have a computer room that you can come to. We have a children's program after school that does after school homework help, and we run a summer camp for our kids 5 days a week for 9 weeks. So we're always looking for volunteers for that. And then we always have opportunities for either working in the yard or working in a house. And if you sometimes as we do our rehabs, we like to have folks who can get a little of their energy out and taking down some walls and doing some things like that. And so, but we do hire. One of the things that we do is we hire small contractors to do the work on our homes because we also believe it's important to have jobs.
513-419-7100 to join us, and let's talk with Jim. Good afternoon.
How are you all tonight?
Good, thank you.
Sister Barb, I used to work for you, and I'm calling to congratulate you on your newest project.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great, and also wanting to know if you could use my help as a volunteer part-time.
Oh, we'd love to have you, Jim. Give me a call. Absolutely.
I would do that.
Jim was instrumental.
Thank you, Jim.
Jim was actually instrumental in helping us learn about energy efficiency in our housing development, and we're eternally grateful.
Now, you talk about 50 houses to start. Is that – you're going to go beyond that? Or are you going to keep building on that number?
Right. Well, the two things we'd like to do is be able to do more of them and to be able to move them to other communities because – as we learn how to do this in the most efficient way, we hope that we can lower the cost of our gap financing, which we're blessed because the city is doing gap financing for us. And eventually, we'd like to be able to raise the appraised value in South Cumminsville so we can do homes on their own. And we'd like to be able to move further into some other low communities of color in the city.
Now, gap financing, what?
That's good. Between the cost of doing the buildings and the ability to sell what the appraised value in the neighborhood is, and what happened to us is during the foreclosure crisis, we moved so that in Maryland, maybe you could talk about this. Talk about what your tax valuation was and what it is now.
I bought my house for $65,000. What my tax evaluation is now is at $35,000. So our value in our community is very, very low.
Dropped quite a bit, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we believe will happen with this is we will help regain the wealth for the folks in our neighborhood who lost the wealth through no fault of their own. Marilyn paid her mortgage off. She owns her home. It's got nothing to do with our neighbors, but it had to do with this crisis.
Are you pretty optimistic, Sister Barbara, about moving South Cumminsville out of poverty in this next generation?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. And the reason we are is because the neighborhood and its leadership is so strong, and there are so many families in that community who care about the community and want the community to do better. And we find that there are families who come back to the community because they have fond memories of their neighborhood and growing up there.
Yes. Marilyn, what about you? How do you feel about all this?
About my community, South Cumminsville?
About the possibility of moving it out of poverty.
I see some results from it now. The people are beginning to talk. They didn't talk about reserving energy before, but they are now. So they'll put words into action and we'll actually begin to move forward, especially in the energy part. The housing piece is real important to us, and I see it coming along. I see us doing new housing, doing rehab, bringing everything up to more, and getting an appraised value that's higher than what we got now. I have hope. I have faith. I know it will happen.
And your neighbors and all the other residents, you get the same sense from them too?
Yes, I do.
Marilyn, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
And Sister Barbara, thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. And the other piece I just want to say quickly is that we hope that this will produce jobs and opportunities in the energy field for the future.
Working in Neighborhoods founder and executive director, Sister Barbara Bush, and Marilyn Evans, who's president of the South Cumminsville Community Council and founder and board president of Communities United for Action. Coming up, what you should know about adult guardians, how to protect your loved ones and their assets. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.